Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
I read an interesting story about a six-year-old who wanted to cook pancakes for his parents. You can just imagine, he found a big bowl and spoon, pulled a chair to the counter, opened the cupboard and pulled out the heavy flour canister, spilling it on the floor. He scooped some of the flour into the bowl with his hands, mixed in most of a cup of milk and added some sugar, leaving a floury trail on the floor, which by now had a few tracks left by his kitten. He didn't know whether to put it all in the oven or on the stove, and he didn't know how the stove worked anyway. Then he saw his kitten licking from the bowl of mix and reached out to push her away, and he knocked the egg carton to the floor, and all the eggs went everywhere. Just then he saw his dad standing at the door, and these big tears welled up in this little boy's eyes. All he wanted to do was something good, but he'd made a terrible mess all over the place and all over his pajamas. Well, his dad walked through the mess, picked up his crying son, hugged him, and just loved him, getting his own pajamas messy in the process. Isn't that a beautiful story? I wonder if that's how God loves us as well.